Sure.
How are you?
I'm doing well, yourselves?
We're doing so good. So Josh, our producer Josh, has not yet learned that when you tell Ben hot mic, he thinks that is a cue to start talking. And
So
so Ben
wild.
has so what Josh has not learned is the reverse psychology is the more you tell Ben the mic is hot, the more he's going to continue to talk. And so Josh was learning that in real time before the show,
You know, the
to the
funniest
point
thing
where
about
he,
this, Christian, is that Josh actually went to college with me. So he should already have plenty of awareness of this situation that, I'm going to try to antagonize him when he does something like that. And yet he still falls for it every single day almost.
So he's that was fun to observe and just hear his frustration that you caused him, that you love to cause people. But we're here in beautiful Bellefonte, Pennsylvania. We are so excited for the trials that are getting started tomorrow. We're going to be running through some of these brackets. We have brackets now.
You guys look
I don't
like
know
you're in
if.
quite the classy establishment. What is going on? Where are you at? Is this an Airbnb? Is this a hotel, like breakfast area? What are we doing here?
You should ask.
I'm glad you asked. I'm
Okay,
glad
because
you asked.
I'm
And
trying to figure out what's going on right now.
we are staying in on a farm. A true farm. There's cattle. There's chicks on the
Is it David
porch.
Taylor's farm?
It's not Dick.
I
No,
wish.
it's not David Taylor's farm. This is Mike's farm, and
Okay.
he's got a barn and rock climbing walls. And so this place
Oh,
has been
nice.
full of fun surprises since we got here. I booked it. The savings incredible. We had a great night's rest. We are in nature, and it's been some fun surprises along the way.
Surprise number one, this is a shared Airbnb, Ben, with the owner of the house.
No, it is
Yes,
not.
it is. Yes,
Yo,
it
Mike,
is. What's up?
Mike, see, here's the thing. This is the number one lie. Technically, on the listing, it is shared.
Yes.
But
It is well within Mike's right to be here right now.
Mike is not here. Mike had hip
Luckily.
surgery, so he's not here at all. And I've known for over a month that, well, I found out that this was actually a shared space when Mike told me he wasn't going to be
No, you
here.
found out when we came in
But you
and
didn't
said that there was
realize
a
that
common
until
space.
JD was like, "Is this a shared space?" And you were like, "No." And then JD pulled up the listing and was
It's
like, "Yes, it is."
only
Oh
a
my
shared if you're sharing the space. The potential or what could
gosh.
be is it's irrelevant what could be. There's myriad things that could be. What is what matters. And what matters is Mike is not here. He left the
Christian
cattle.
did not know how to toggle the single home or shared space
Or
option.
just
Oh my
read the
gosh.
listing.
I've
Or just read it.
I just knew it would work out.
It clearly labeled shared common spaces and bathroom on the listing. And Christian was like, yep, this would be great for the
Oh,
team.
that's
He must have been
awesome.
crossing swords with Mike this morning.
There's so many bathrooms here, almost all of them working. All the bathrooms, all the toilets work. There's one shower
I
that's
bet at
not
least Mike's
great.
never, he's probably never done a murder. So it's at least not as bad as Cleveland.
Probably.
No, for sure
That's
not.
true.
This has been a
I
great
feel very
place.
safe.
Yeah, it's safe.
It is funny though, because he let us know yesterday. He's like, yeah, I probably won't be there this weekend. I'm staying at my fiance's house because I got hip surgery. So you guys can use my bed. And JD pointed out that he definitely slept in it last night and did not change
I
sheets.
didn't wash sheets.
It's a guess.
That's a
It's a guess.
guess. We have no idea if that's true or not true. It has a
Oh my God.
guitar, it's got a piano.
There we
It's got a
go.
lot of
All
stuff.
right.
So it's a good
I
place,
like
and
it.
we're enjoying it more. He slept on a bunk bed with dinosaur sheets, and then
All
soon
right.
Kozak and his father are gonna be here. They're sharing an adorable little room with two beds in it. So it's just gonna be
Nice.
fun.
I can't wait for Mr. Kozak to be here.
Yeah, Mr. Kozak's gonna love this. Okay,
So
focus.
funny.
Maybe we'll come back to that, but we have brackets now. I feel like all the information has been slowly leading to
We
this.
really
Now
should
we
have
can.
done a later Monday show, Christian, because the brackets were on Monday.
I
Oh, you know
know.
who suggested that on Sunday, Ben?
No, you didn't He actually didn't suggest it. He just asked if that's what we were doing.
Well, that was – well, like, you know, you're one of my superiors, so this is such like a light
sounds
suggestion.
Like a suggestion to me.
Are we going to do this? And then you were like,
no,
we're doing
that's normal, weak. So. That's weak. No, say if you say, hey, I think we should do it later, just say, okay, Tyler, how many of your ideas do we do?
I'm a politician.
Many of them. Well, that's why I don't like. We don't like politicians on this show. Yeah,
fair
you
enough.
You probably want to go uphill, me boys. All right. We should have. But then, that you know, this show would be different, and I don't know what we would talk about. How about, Ben, you have brought this up every show. How is Carter Starace going to make 74 kilograms? Well, we found out he's not.
He was gaslighting us. He was gaslighting us, Christian Piles. He was trying to make us think we were crazy when he was the crazy one. I looked at that man and I said, that man does not look like a guy who can make 74 kilograms on the morning of weigh-ins. And it never like, I don't know. I feel like I never even wavered in it, even though he kept saying, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I feel like, nah, I'm looking at him. He ain't going to do it. And he didn't do it.
Ben accounted for his shaft growth. I did not.
Oh, gosh. Don't. We're not talking about that.
That was a terrible comeback. I love trash. You guys know I love trash talk, right? I love it. But in some instances, it's just not appropriate and it's immature and it's kind of cowardly. Because, listen, if you told Jordan Burroughs you're going to kick his butt and you don't show up, so sorry, you shouldn't have been doing all that talking. You knew, listen, I might not have seen Carter Starace on the scale, but he's seen him damn self on the scale, and he knew he wasn't going to make it probably. He knew it was really unlikely. Maybe there was a small chance, and he's telling JB he's going to kick his butt, right? One of the greatest American wrestlers of all time. I'm going to kick your butt. I'm going to kick your butt. And then you don't even make the weight? And then you got the audacity to keep talking? Stop.
You're talking like a blowbag, Ben.
Yeah, that's a big
blowbag. I don't even know what that means. But listen, this blowbag, if I was talking trash, I would at least showed up to the fight. I never didn't make the walk after I said something.
Yeah.
Maybe send something out.
Post Olympic charts. You know who the last Olympian for Team USA was? Who was a college 174 pounder? At 74 kilos? Yeah, it was you. That was day before weigh-ins, though. How tough was
that? And I know how hard it was to make. It was so hard. I mean, it was like months. It was kind of a lifestyle thing, like months of preparation. I mean, when I didn't make the team in 07, I got a little bigger for a few months, but then it was like start going back down. Then you got the 2-kilogram weight allowance for a while, and that makes it more, you know, more tolerable. But I mean, the first time I made it and it was day before, I just fell apart the next day. Like, it was not good. So hard.
Tell me, I want to know what's a cutting weight Ben Askren? Like, how irascible, how irritable are you?
No, I'm not. I try to just be calm and patient. And you know what I do? I do it all by myself because I don't want to make anyone suffer with me. I hate those guys that are like, oh, I'm going to feel tired. Come with me. Like, dude, shut up. You're a grown man. Like, go do it yourself. You know, like, so I would suffer myself. And I actually got into this phase where I was reading mountaineering books, and you read about these mountaineers. And once you get above a certain altitude, you literally can't eat or drink things. So you just lose this preposterous amount of weight because you're doing physical activity while not being really able to consume. They lose like, I want to say 20% of body weight or something preposterous, right? So I would always think when I'm feeling bad, I think I'm a coward. I'm a wimp compared to those guys. Those guys can lose 40 pounds. Surely I can lose like 14 or whatever I'm doing, you know?
Good job. That's a good mentality. What do you think?
So, yeah.
That's great. That's good. Okay. How do you want to do this? Do you want to just start with men's freestyle and work through these brackets? 57 kilograms. Do you have the bracket in front of you to refer to?
Do I?
Yeah, like, can you see what we're talking about?
Well, I'm gonna pull the brackets up here. Do you think they're on the track wrestling website? You think that's where I'll find them?
USA Wrestling's Instagram and pulled them up.
I actually don't have Instagram on me right now.
Go to Twitter. They have
that. Yeah, Twitter's fine.
Listen, so 57 kilograms.
Zane Richards, the 1 seed. Thomas Gilman, 2. Dayton Fix, 3. Spencer, 4. Nico, 5. I said it the second they came out. Like, these are incredibly beneficial brackets for Spencer Lee. This draw, I feel like, is made with him in mind almost. Not suggesting anything. I'm just saying the way they shook out, if you had to list the top three threats to Spencer Lee, you'd probably say Thomas Gilman, Dayton Fix, and Nick Suriano. And all three of those guys are down below. Now, could I be overlooking Zane Richards yet again?
Yes.
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 Yes, I could be. Yes, I could be. I still feel like he's the fourth biggest threat to Spencer. If I was ranking them, what do you think, Ben?
Well, I mean, I don't know why we're giving Nick Suriano so much credit at this point, because he has not been doing a ton of things in the last year or so. Obviously, he's been very good in the past, but we haven't seen a ton of him. You know, Zane's had some really good performance. He's been what? Yeah.
Handsome Tuesday quite a bit.
You're not giving him any credit for that?
Does that help you with wrestling skill? I'm not certain.
Who's to say?
Does being handsome help wrestling?
It did
not help me.
It's something you failed to consider yet, though.
Yeah.
So. Actually, someone told me his Handsome Tuesday 2 days ago was good, and I said, I have things going on. I'm busy. I'm not going to go watch Handsome Tuesday.
You know what was even better was his video in front of the Nittany Lion statue. It's amazing.
What'd he say?
He just pulls a piece of bitten cheese.
Starts eating cheese.
Right in front of the lion. It's wonderful. It's one of the best Nick Suriano videos I've ever seen. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, I think good is. Yeah, I think I'll describe them as good. That's not enough.
Yeah.
All right. So maybe you guys like Handsome Tuesday, and that's why you're bumping Suriano's chances against Spencer up. But I definitely see the Thomas Gilman one. But Zane did just beat him twice. So Zane, I think you're underestimating Zane. Obviously, I think Spencer could win. I may even make him the favorite in that match, but I do think you're underestimating him.
Okay. Well, let me estimate him. Maybe. I mean,
okay.
The thing is, for Spencer, when you look at this bracket, like who has he faced in freestyle?
Yes.
I mean, this century, right? I mean, he wrestled Dayton Fix eons ago.
Decade. But the year over a decade.
Nico, it was at least 100 years. He wrestled Nico twice and Lil Adal. But other than that, I don't think he's wrestled in this field in freestyle. And those were 4-minute mini matches also.
Yeah.
Last time he wrestled Dayton Fix, cadet years.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's just a lot of unknowns here. That's how I feel like this is the weight of unknowns, because you've got an unknown with Spencer. We haven't seen him in this kind of a field. We've got an unknown with Gilman, how he's going to feel off the scale. Same for Dayton. Unknown for Suriano, who has been competing up at 61. I mean, we just saw Zane Richards lose to Darian Cruz with the Olympic spot on the line, which, you know, Darian's fine, but he was in a – he wrestled for America for a long time before making the switch to Puerto Rico, because he was not approaching the ladder for us. So I don't know. I feel like it's a dicey weight class. What are your thoughts?
I'll go the match that we all want to see. Spencer Thomas Gilman wrestling for the Olympic team spot. Ooh, what are we gonna do here? This is a tough one. I'll go Spence. No, I'm going to go Thomas Gilman in three matches.
Whoa. That would be insane. That's crazy. Yeah, three matches.
What are you doing? You're picking Spencer in two.
I'm not picking nothing.
Well, you got to pick something.
Oh, nah.
There's no, you got to pick something.
No. Looking for like sleepers here. Do you think Jax Forrest can do anything out of the 10?
I wouldn't be shocked to see him beat Leon Crone. I can't do anything as insane as pick him against Thomas Gilman. That can't happen.
I think that's a fun match.
Yes.
And then Marcus Blaze, Nick Suriano. Is there any upset?
Wait, so why am I doing all the picks? You're not making any picks over here. Yeah, what's going on here? What do you mean you don't want to? This is your job.
I don't want to. I woke up this morning. I said, I don't feel like picking people. I don't feel like getting, you know,
hey,
creating
Shane
all this
Sparks. Shane Sparks, get with the program. The little, the show, this show, although JD Dot sent me a doc, but it could be. This show is about making picks for the Olympic team. So let's do this.
All right, that's news to me. I do think. I do think Spencer's the best combination of right for the weight and skill. So he would be my pick. If I were making a pick, he would be my pick, but I'm not making picks.
Wait, I don't say, why are you not making picks?
I just said he would be my pick if I were picking someone, but I'm not.
Oh my God. All right.
I don't place too much emphasis on Thomas Gilman having one off day. We keep talking about the wait for Thomas, the wait for Thomas, the wait for Thomas. This man made it how many times?
I know.
And performed well. And then he has one off day. And I know he opted not to compete at Pan Ams. But who even knows what was going on with him at Final X last year? Thomas Gilman is a savage who doesn't make excuses. So we'll never know. And, you know, he doesn't make excuses for himself. Maybe something else was even going on that made it a bad weight cut, or maybe it wasn't even so much weight. There was injury there or something. But so I don't want to weight that one performance too heavy.
That's a great point. And I would – I think it's something I thought about in the last week or so. Like, man, are we just honing in too much on a Zane Richards match, which one of them was, like, close. I think the first match was – really, I think they were both relatively competitive, and there's the second periods weren't great. But I think that's a great point. But what gives me – that gave me confidence in Thomas, and what gives me pause is what has happened afterwards for Thomas. We haven't seen him back down at the weight since then. That was a concern for me. Like, why have we – you would think every message after Final X was – the cut did not go well. He did not respond well post-cut. So what do you, in my mind, maybe it's a simplification. You want to compete again at the weight at some point before trials, right? You would want to.
Can I ask you a question here, though, Christian? For Final X, he weighed in and then wrestled 2 hours later. And then was there a big break that day, or wasn't the next round like kind of close?
I feel like it was kind of close. I mean, a couple
that's what I'm thinking. And so in this one, if he were to make the finals, which obviously that's what I picked, he would have his first match in the morning and then his second match at night, correct?
No, first two are in the morning for 57.
Really? It's not qualified.
Yeah.
Because it's not qualified. Ah, yes, 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 yes. Oh, got it.
Ooh, 57 and 65. First two will be probably, in the morning.
Curse you, Zane Richards.
Yeah. So
that would have got him another 5 hours of recovery or whatever.
Yeah, that's very true. So yeah, he's gonna have his first two matches at the 2 out of 3 if he makes it, you know, pretty close to the scale. Also, day one is pretty close to the scale too. He won't wrestle till the quarter, but he'll have two matches.
So I'm assuming they're going to format layout. Is that what they're doing? And then what's up?
I'm not sure if it's formats.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, there's only six brackets in each, so 18 total brackets. So, you know, it's going to go kind of slowish is what I would guess. So it's probably going to be, you know, a couple hours for the round. So he may have 4 or 5 hours off the scale, something like that. Probably a safe guess. Yep. Yeah.
All right. Next.
Before you move on, a lot of people in the chat upset you're not making picks, by the way.
I just did.
Okay. But someone said, someone tell CP you can pick a wrestler without hurting people's feelings. And that's just a funny comment.
That's so funny.
But you actually can't. They all get their feelings hurt really bad.
That's why I thought it was funny.
Take it as a personal offense.
That is, you know what? That's my last show. I'm only, three shows total, but two shows that I'm going to be on. I'm just going to apologize to everyone I offended.
Not bad. Now's a good time.
I said what I said. I still love you, though.
Yeah. It's not personal. Spencer, I do think it's Gilman, probably. But I think there's a chance for chaos here. No doubt about it.
All right. JD and Tyler, who are you guys picking?
I got to ride with Thomas until I see it from Spencer. Spencer's really good. Obviously, he's looked good the past year in the two events he's wrestled, but we haven't seen him against the top tier at this weight domestically or internationally yet. We've seen Thomas against the best guys internationally, and he's a world champion and an Olympic medalist. So I'm going to ride with TPG.
Nice.
Think about how much hard work he brought home as well at the at this weight class for Team USA too. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Be the
pick. All right, 65.
Yeah, look at Tyler not having to pick. He's so excited right now.
Oh, yeah. Like, Tyler, go. Come on, do it.
Oh man, I can't believe you called me out for that.
You got I got DeAgostino.
Are there any guys with Michigan ties in the bracket?
Soriano, duh.
Picking Nick Soriano.
Oh my God,
Michigan!
How about he forgot that
Michigan man went? I wasn't looking at the bracket.
He's also been on his VR
stuff. Listen, Nick Soriano is not a true Michigan man. He is, in fact, a mercenary.
He's a Michigan national champion, so I will be. I will pick him.
All right. All right. 65.
Noise here. Are we writing off Dayton?
Yes.
No. I'm not.
Afflicted.
Okay. Well, you didn't pick him to make the finals, in fact. So maybe a little bit. I don't know. He just hasn't got over the hump since 2019. Was that it? Am I right on that? 2019?
Yeah, that was the year he won.
That was the last time he got over the hump at 57.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, 61 in 2021. 61-21, yeah. So, yeah, I just feel like 57, not a great weight class for him, and I just can't see it.
He also has the toughest path probably with Soriano in the quarter and then Gilman in the semis.
For sure. Very tough.
It would be quite a redemption story, though. That I would very much feel good about Dayton Fixman.
For W.
For John.
Yes, for real.
Will John be in his corner?
Gotta be, right?
I don't feel like
for sure.
I feel like he's not. I feel like normally he's not
for freestyle.
I'm trying to think. I can't remember who normally is.
I mean, Derek. It's Derek and
Zoe.
Could be Zoe. Could be
Caldwell.
Chris.
Harry.
Coleman now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd expect Coleman and Derek would be my guess.
What does a match between Zane and Spencer look like?
Can Zane avoid getting turned?
Yeah. Or I was going to say slow it down early, mitigate the scores early, and then pressure late is kind of what I was thinking. He is pretty reliant on an underhook, which is not really a place I love to be all that much on Spencer. So that's dangerous too.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Definitely you want to slow it down, but he's going to – the early pace from – Spencer's like a tornado.
Yes.
Okay, 65. Alec Pantilio, Tyler's friend, he's in the throes of a weight cut because he goes right to Twitter and just starts complaining about weight classes every time it gets near competition. He says
that. Wouldn't you be upset too if you were in that situation?
He's upset at the UWW for the weights that the IOC made the Olympic weights. He just needs somewhere to throw that rage, and he's throwing it to Twitter.
I understand it.
I hope it helps. This is
he has like the worst jaw ever too.
It's murderous. But I actually think I can't recall if Pantelio and Gross wrestled at
the international. Gross had a comeback right? Win. Yeah,
Alec was sad. Was this be considered sad boy hours? He was up 3-0 on Alirez in the match to make the finals. He lost that one, and then he lost to two others to not qualify, and then he had to do the Pan Am route to make it. But I think, man, if he's feeling good, but this is – see, the thing is, right off the scale, Seth Gross, who doesn't have a big
– He's not going to feel good.
He's not going to feel good.
If I remember correct, Alec went for a turn, and then that was how Seth Gross got on top of him. And that's when Seth, turned him a bunch.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say on their feet, Alec was – yeah. I want to say people, maybe the corner was like relaxed, like on going for like top turns.
Yeah.
That's how Seth ended up like stepping over and getting on top. And he went to town parterre.
Seth is so tricky in weird positions.
Yeah.
You just got to play him as straight as possible.
Yes. 100%. And if, you know, if he can hold up that pace 6 minutes and stay in position, I could definitely see him winning that match. But then he's got Nick Lee. Oh, man. He is a really tough draw. And the weight cut's tough.
Yeah.
The draw is why I am picking Zane Rutherford here at this weight, because all these other guys have to win 3+ really tough matches. Zane has such an advantage sitting to the semifinals at this
weight. Is he even going to be functional, though? We haven't seen him in forever.
Day one, he won't have to wrestle until nighttime. So he gets a weigh-in in the morning, and then I think session two starts at 6:30 p.m. So he'll have almost like 12 hours to recover. Now, day two.
But then he's got to make weight again in the morning, too.
Yep.
And they do the first two rounds of the best two out of three there.
Yes.
I like Alirez out of the top side, although going through Bo and Nick Lee.
That's why I lean Nick Lee. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
I mean, I could see Bo getting Alirez and then having to go through Nick Lee too.
Wow, Alirez beat him pretty badly at NCAAs.
Didn't they wrestle at Senior Nationals?
They wrestled at the final Senior Nationals.
Well, remember, that was Alirez's big win in high school. Remember, as a high school senior, he got the single leg to lace, I think, at the Dave Schultz Memorial or something like that.
Against Nick Lee. It was at World Team Trials.
Is that what it was? Okay. Mm-hmm.
So
I think Andrew is the favorite there, but I think it's very close.
He beat Bartlett 8-0.
8-0.
That's the past. This is now.
That was literally last.
Stop.
This is in state college.
4 months ago. I think the Nick Lee matches maybe. I really think Alirez makes the final here. I've been on him for a while and then have sort of wavered. The Zane way one match day one is in my mind, but he's going to have to make – he'll have to make it the next day. That's not going to be easy. Mm-hmm. I almost flipped back to Zane, but I'm going to go with – if I were picking, I'm not, but if I were picking, I would probably say Alirez over Zane in two.
Wow, that would be that would be quite the story. I'm also really interested to see how James Green looks at 65. Got a new hip, got new life. He might just make it happen. That would be a great story. But I probably will go the same as you. Rutherford versus Alirez in the finals. If Rutherford's – I'm going to put an asterisk here. If Rutherford's weight cut and his weight is under control, I think he wins. If it is not, then I don't think he wins. And I don't know that. And we haven't seen it. It's not like I can make a prediction based on stuff we've seen, because he hasn't made this weight class in 3 years, something like that. It's been a very long time.
Mm-hmm. How do we feel about Greasy getting the 3 seed?
That's fine.
One senior national. Who's Greasy?
James Green.
James Green.
I don't know why I thought that was
Greasy.
Why did I just think that was Andrew Alirez? I just assumed that was him.
Greeley.
Yeah, that's why. That's why. That's why. Thank you,
Jim. That's funny.
Man, that was a close call there.
That's why, because I remember him winning nationals and shouting out Greeley. That's why. Thank you. I needed that.
This man has never won a match at Olympic Trials at 65 kilos. I thought maybe it was a little high.
Yeah, I get it. Honestly, you look at this weight, and it doesn't matter. I feel like all these weights. We haven't even said the name Yanni Diakomihalis. This is the streak breaker. This is the one guy that's come home with a medal. I feel like the reason we're not and haven't is because what we saw at Final X, and then what we saw at the Pan Am Wrestle Off, he got injured, and it's having to go through Zane. I think his path is tough. Larkin and then Green or McKenna or Mendez. One of those. I mean, Jesse Mendez is a dark horse here.
Joey McKenna with a terrible draw.
Oh, brutal. I mean, the 11. Yeah, that's just. But there's. I mean, Deshaun Garrett was in Final X last year. He got the 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's not really. There's not really a good draw here, guys. I don't want to break that one to you. This guy's. Guys are all kind of tough.
That's a reason to pick Zane, because it is the one singular good draw.
Yes.
And Ben, having the audacity to challenge me on picking and not picking, and then say, I pick Zane if his weight cut's good or if he's feeling good. That's,
I want to see him on the scale. Yeah. Like in the UFC fights, you get to watch him on the scale, right? Now, people overrate that because they get a whole day, like they get 24 hours plus to recover. I want to see. You send me, FaceTime me when Zane Rutherford's on the scale, and I'll tell you.
I don't think I'm allowed in that room, but I will.
You get your media credentials stolen permanently.
Yeah, permanent ban. Oh, that's one of my main goals for this weekend.
I'm just imagining you and Christian just yelling at each other on FaceTime while Zane's just on the other side.
I want to see his face. I want to see how fucked in his face is and what his eyes look like. That's what I want to see.
Zane, bring your face here.
Zane, tell Ben that you're going to win.
Do you remember how sucked in McGregor was one. I don't know if it was bone structure, but he looked like a freaking skeleton when he made 145 that one time. And that's one where, like, if he would have to compete 2 hours later, nope, that wasn't happening. And I want to see what his face looks like.
And that's the thing. Like, Conor McGregor and Zane, very similar lifestyles.
I mean, maybe at that point in time. But yeah, probably not any longer.
Not any longer. All right, James, you have some 65 thoughts?
I kind of gave mine. I'm leaning Zane just on draw.
Oh, yeah, draw.
Basically, when you think about how a lot of these guys have to win three really tough matches, whereas Zane's got to be whoever comes out of that bottom side, and then Aliras or Nick Lee likely, or maybe Bo, or maybe Nashawn. I don't know. I'm leaning Zane. And also, the cut will be super tough for Zane, but he's a professional.
Make your way.
Yeah.
Be professional.
He's not a guy you have to worry about discipline with, which I know when it comes to extreme weight cuts, it's not just necessarily about discipline. Literally, bodies can't handle it. But if anybody, I'm not worried about Zane not giving this really his best effort.
Yeah. He looks so big.
That was effort. The body just shuts down sometimes.
That's why Ben's picking several guys to win this
I would like to know when Zane decided he was going 65. Like, if it was a recent decision or if it was, he's been planning it for a whole year. Not even a whole year. He just wrestled World
honestly in September. Well, but it's one of those things where, I mean, he probably wrestles with Kyle Dake. They go to the same club, and Jason Nolf. And you know, he actually knows factually how those go. I don't know. But if he's whooping Kyle Dake, I would guess he's going to go up, right? Because he says, well, I can beat the number one guy, so I'm going to go up. And so he says, well, I probably can't beat those guys. And he said, 65 is going to be very unpleasant. But if I'm able to get it done in a somewhat effective fashion, I'm pretty sure I can make the team.
Yeah. Something he's like one that. Where if he makes it, then okay, here's a question.
Uh-oh.
Zane wins the spot. Let's say he wins it.
Yeah.
Then he's our guy that we're sending to the qualifier. There's no 12-hour weigh-in for that event. He's going to wrestle straight off the scale.
Yeah, yep.
Does that increase nervousness if he is our rep?
Well, he's wrestling off the scale on Sunday morning. Sunday morning's up true. Scale.
Saturday morning.
Yes.
Saturday night's all right. Yeah, true.
Hey, we got to get going. We're doing 12 weight classes here. We're almost halfway done. We've only done two.
Just relax.
I'm not relaxing. I'm trying to be the show producer and keep us on track here.
And the next one are the most interesting weights.
Yeah.
Like, it'll speed up.
Yeah. Don't worry about it. Fine. Just trust me, bro.
But Christian did a bracket preview, and the time for the last brackets, it progressively got shorter and shorter.
Yeah.
God.
Okay. 74 kilograms. Keegan O'Toole, not wrestling.
God.
That's 2 out of 3 years, Ben. That's so sad.
2 out of 3 years. 2 out of 3 years of what? The trials?
Him not being able to wrestle freestyle because of injury.
Yeah. I mean, well, last year, obviously, he came back and he won the U23 world title after dealing with some injury stuff. I guess, you know, he was planning on it. He was thinking, and maybe I told you Monday before he pulled out or Sunday, like, he hadn't really gone live. He was just kind of drilling and thinking, like, okay, I'm going to heal. I'll be fine. And, you know, I don't need to learn how to wrestle live because I can do that already. And then he kind of like went live a little bit and just wasn't good. So he said, I need some time off.
Dang, Porky. Yeah. You know, that's why I think we talked about it on the show, like how close trials are to the NCAA season. It's bad. Mm-hmm. It's bad decision. The college guys are our senior level. It's some of our best senior level talent. We have a senior level world champion that said, I'm not going to be healthy for this tournament as a result of college wrestling injuries. I think they should push it back. You lose nothing if you push it back. It's crazy that you want they're not some just throw in guys that you include for experience. These are guys that could legitimately make the team and that you have to start. And it's going to be in 4 years, it's going to be even exacerbated because all these high school kids are going to be wrestling in college. It's we're seeing it accelerate at the high school level, which means in 4 years that's going to be at the college level. So I think they should make a change here with the timing of this, so that we have. You should want the best guys there if you're USA Wrestling, if you're the decision makers. So hopefully that makes a change. It's a bummer not to see no David Carr, no Keegan O'Toole. No, Vito Arujo. That's disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys. All right, 74. Now, the benefit of it is if Meyer Shapiro can beat D Lockett, we get Mitchell versus Meyer. How insane is that, man?
Yeah, that'd be a fun one.
Oh wow!
That's good
analysis.
I just told you I wrestled Mitchell. He was the best I've ever felt him. I think it's probably, it's going to be wild. I think Meyer probably gets a few early takedowns and then gets a little tie-tie and then Mitchell just blazes him.
I love that Ben has now adopted tie-tie after a couple of years on this show. Now he says, Ben,
when you wrestle with Mitchell, how does it go? You still got it?
Most of the time went pretty well. A couple weeks ago, it didn't go so well though. I told him I was sore and I'm tired. I don't want to wrestle. He made me wrestle him. I said, I don't want to. I'm old. He's like, come on, man. Come on. I'm like, damn it. I don't want to wrestle you right now. And then he's like, just a little bit. And then he said, we won't even go that hard. And then 4 minutes later, he's going hard as shit. And then, and then I'm like, hey, man, I'm after 20 minutes, I'm like, all right, man, I'm done. I don't want to do it. Come on, just some more. Wrestle some more. So then I wrestle, your Michigan men can't wrestle this man for 7 minutes. I had to go 32 minutes with him or something. And I didn't tell him I didn't want to go. I'm 39. I'm sore. I'm tired. I don't want to wrestle with you. And I had to wrestle 32 minutes with him.
I love that he tricked you and said, I'm not going to go hard. And you believed him.
I knew in my head. No, I didn't believe him. I did not believe that. Yes, I knew. I had a small hope. And, he started light drilling, light joint. And then he just can't help himself. And after a few minutes, he's trying to bring the heat on me.
You guys go folkstyle or freestyle?
That was freestyle. I was actually really impressed. He must be wrestling with Kyle Dick because his chest wrap defense got so much, unbelievably better. Because the first couple of times, usually I would get him on him like last year. We haven't wrestled freestyle since last year. And so the first couple of times, I didn't put as much heat on him because, I don't want to try to break people's necks in practice. And I didn't get him. I'm like, all right. The next, I tried hard as shit, and I did not. I don't think he exposed. I got really close, but I don't think he went over on it. And then I squeezed so hard on the next one. What?
It is your coaching privilege to just call two, even when it's not two.
I'll call two then because it was close enough. But then the next one, I squeezed so hard I hurt my own chest, and I had my buddy Rick Glenn back in fighting. And he did something, and he squeezed my head, and he hurt his chest because he couldn't get a tap out on me, you know? And then he got mad at me. He's like, you hurt my chest. I said, bro, like, you squeezed me, and you hurt yourself. And that's, so I literally called my buddy Rick. I'm like, oh, Rick, remember when you blamed me for hurting you? Well, I'm not a dummy. I hurt myself on this one. I squeezed so hard, I hurt myself, and now my chest hurts because I squeezed so hard because I couldn't get the turnover.
Dang.
So it didn't go super well.
When you're wrestling someone that gives a good feel in chest wrap defense, what are they doing? What are the main tenets of that?
They're like a slippery octopus. He moves all weird. It's weird because Keegan can kind of do it too. It's like your body adapts. Well, you know how they say the octopus, if they have a little hole, they can put their whole body through the hole by morphing their body. Like, that's what it feels like. It feels like I got him securely, and then I go to put some tension on it, and all of a sudden it's not secure, and they're like slipping out of it.
Dang.
Yeah.
Octopi. Yeah. Okay, so that match, according to Ben, is going to be fun. So we found that out.
I mean, listen, there's no way that's not going to be fun.
It's going to be crazy.
Yes.
What's the fewest amount of points that could have? I think it's 10.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah,
if someone 10 just 10. Sure. So put the over under at 10.5 or something. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's look at this.
Burrows could become Nittany Lion Slayer.
He's going to have to go through maybe all – he could have an all Nittany Lion path.
Five matches of Nittany Lion, yes. This is what we called. We called this.
And that was without Carter. When we were talking about it, Carter was involved. Now Carter's not involved. But if Mitchell beats Meyer, which I would probably favor Mitchell. And so Jordan will have Levi or Facundo. One of those guys are going to win that match. They're both Penn State. So him, then Mitchell, then – likely Nolf. I feel like Nolf's going to beat Quincy. Are you giving Quincy much of a shot? Although he has been an impressive.
That was really competitive. I was surprising that it was so. I was surprised it was so competitive at the Bill Farrell. I was there. I think Nolf went up kind of big ish. I want to say 6-0 or something. And Quincy kind of came back on him. I do think this weight cut is pretty hard for Jason Nolf. And so is he going to he's going to wrestle Jordan at night, right? That'd be Saturday night, correct?
Yes.
It will be dark.
Yeah. Okay.
No, so, Friday night, right?
I'm Friday. Sorry. God, I keep thinking it's Saturday, Sunday, and it's Friday, Saturday. Yes, Friday night. Sorry.
You're going to miss the trials, and this could be sad.
No, I already – listen, you're going to be so proud of me right now, Christian. I already did – my kids left the house this morning – and I went and I figured out myself how to get on Peacock on the TV. All by myself. Practice? All by myself. I got on Peacock.
That's what progress looks like.
That's amazing. Yes. I mean, it wasn't long ago. Bracky had to look up literally everything and send it to you on the show, or you could not find a single match. That's the one big thing you take away from being on this show is the ability to find things online. Ability to watch shows. Well, good job there. That's going to be fun. Okay. So you give – what percentage chance do you give Quincy?
I mean, not a lot still, but I don't know, 20% maybe?
20, yeah. Good. 20, Okay. So then Burrows versus Nolf.
We're just counting Mitchell out like that?
No.
What do you do here? What do you do here, Christian Biles? What if Mitchell pulls the upset?
I'm not picking, but it looks like to me, Jordan, I think he'll win. just based on that.
But it looks to me, it looks like it's already kind of written out here.
See, what percentage chance? Oh,
I saw young men. Vince McMahon just sold his shares of the WWE to buy in, and he scripted this out.
Hey, Peacock.
Yeah.
I also before you go there, you guys just assume that Quincy Monday will beat Vincenzo Joseph?
No.
Oh, that's kind of a good one, also. Honestly.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just asking.
Thank you, Tyler.
Yes.
Don't get smart like that, though. out of bounds. All right, so let's talk about other than it will be fun. What details would you share about Jordan Burroughs versus Mitchell Metzger? What makes that interesting? What is Mitchell's opportunity available? Like, what's the path to victory look like?
Yeah, it's obviously gonna be tough. Jordan Burroughs is really, really good at wrestling. I don't know. Mitchell just keep attacking him, and you know, Chance was able to get to his legs. Now, is he gonna be able to finish? I don't know, because Jordan Burroughs does have really elite defense, even once you get to his legs. Mitchell got on his legs a few times, and he'll wrestle really hard. And yeah, I think maybe he doesn't have a huge percentage chance to win, but there's definitely, you know, maybe he gets a lace locked up or something to that effect. Never know.
That would be something. I mean, how many times have we seen Jordan Burroughs turn in a leg lace in the last 15 years?
I don't know. I'd have to count.
I'm putting it at zero.
Yeah.
The over-under is
there's
zero.
There's got to be one. There's got to be one.
I've seen him gutted. I just I'm not saying it's never happened. I have no recollection of it.
Yeah, I actually don't either. Well, this is the first time for everything.
Yes, sure.
Is there a cow wandering by your window or something?
Well, actually, the cattle, I think, are over here right now.
Okay.
They have a nice pastures to roam about.
How about some chickens?
The chicks are on the porch. I found them. Hey, did I tell you?
I found them?
I found them. Yeah. They're on this.
Can I complain about my wife for a second?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking about chicks.
Speaking of chickens, we know we have chickens, of course, right?
Of course.
Dude, anytime my kids have a little extra food and they go to throw it in the garbage, she's like, no, go give it to the chickens. It's like, oh, for God's sakes, why are we giving everything to the chickens? Like, just throw it away. Like, why are we going to go all the way out and give it to the chickens? Well, just throw the damn food away.
How far are the chickens?
It's only 3 bites.
How far away are the chickens? Is it that much of a hassle?
You don't got to go that far, no. And lots of times they'll hear you and they'll come sprinting down, actually.
Do you have any roosters?
No, we shot them. They're too aggressive. They're terrible. They were attacking other chickens, and so we had to say, you're done. Oh. Yeah.
That's what they do.
Bing.
They freaking bing.
Chicken. Bing.
They really
well, as far as wife complaints go, I think that's pretty mild.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah.
She's just trying to be resourceful.
It just happened this morning twice. I'm like, Amy, just throw the damn food away. Why do we gotta go with the chickens every time?
Well, do you have to go?
No, but it's just like it's so silly.
I don't know.
I put my foot down, Christian. I don't know if you guys put your feet down. Listen, Tyler and JD, you are newly married and unmarried. Sometimes you gotta draw a line in the sand. You say, listen, this is behavior that I will not do, woman.
Every now and again, you gotta.
So funny.
I'm sad because I'm only monitoring the YouTube chat on my phone, and Amy gets in the Facebook chat sometimes. So
let's see if she's in there. I think she might be working out now. Maybe she's done. I don't know. Someone's gonna tag her. It'll be funny. All right. Dake or Burroughs? Let's go. Dake or Burroughs, because I know that's what you want.
I'm on Jason Nolf upset alert. I'm not going to predict
Jason Nolf
it.
Upset alert.
I'm maybe saying I'm giving Nolf a higher chance than a lot of people. I'm not penciling in Jordan Burroughs to the final just yet. That being said, I give
Jason a smaller chance at winning than you do.
I think it's really
close. I would love to see it. I just don't. Sorry, what was the question?
Do you think Nolf has a better shot than Mitchell?
No, Mitchell. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Mitchell is going to upset Burroughs in the semis.
I forgot about that part. I'd remember that.
Yeah.
Does Dake have to make weight?
Twice
he does?
Yeah.
No, really?
Mm-hmm. That is kind of funny. They got to make it the first day and not wrestle at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird, but it's a thing you do.
That would actually kind of suck, like just having to maintain your weight but not competing.
I'm sure he'll
do like the assimilation match and, you know, maybe a small practice or something, but
Tyler too.
Yeah, because I wonder if he lets his weight go back up then. Because I've actually never had to do that where I would make weight and not compete, I don't think. Because, you know, generally if you're going to make weight and then you're going to wrestle, you want to not worry about your weight all that much and you let it float back up and then you got to work it back off. But if you didn't actually have to compete, then why would, you know, you wouldn't need to necessarily feel good that day. So why would you let it get that much higher? I don't know. But then I always think about cutting weight, like, if your body's really depleted, it can't be good for your body. So I always try to make weight, like, if I'm really cutting, like, say 30 minutes to an hour ahead of time, like, I try to time it. So I'm coming down and I hit it like 30 minutes before I get on the scale, then get on the scale, and then I get my body back to where it should be, type thing.
Mm-hmm. Try to make it doing the moment weigh-in, because it's that extra half hour helps a lot too.
Funny.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really not picking this one though, for real.
All right, I'll go Dake to make the team.
You know what? You know what we should mention? Man, really sad news, the passing of Kyle Dake's father, April 11th. That's really, man, got to be super tough. Very close family. So that's going to obviously be storyline through this as Kyle tries to make the team with that, you know, you say the back of your mind, but it is it even the back? You know, it's probably ever present. So, man, tough position for Kyle to be in. And it's, you know, he reminds me of 3 years ago with Jenna Burkett and her mother very recently passing before she competed and she made it to the finals and took a match from Helen before Helen finally won. So gotta be a difficult thing and something for all the things you simulate in wrestling and all the situations you go through. The grief component is not something that's often factored in. So Dake's a pro and I'm sure it won't be a negative impact on his wrestling, but it's still, you know, it's notable and going to be tough for him. No doubt about it.
Yeah, for sure. So you're picking Dake?
I think we're going to, I'm picking that we will get Burrows versus Dake. And that's
all it. Right. And then?
and then we're going to win gold in Paris. And that's going to be awesome.
You'd be a Shane Sparks wimp today.
I still want to do it.
Weenie.
I'm leaning Dake, just from what we saw in 2021.
How many names do I have to call Christian before he makes a pick?
I think Dake should be the favorite based on,
you know what CP stands for.
I think
Mac in the chat is saying CP stands for can't pick.
I listen. I've made more picks than anyone on this show in this,
but not more right picks because oh my award fell down. You haven't made more right picks. You might have made more picks, but not more correct picks because I got a trophy. And Seth, where's my next trophy coming, baby?
Seth, don't do it. Don't you do it, Seth.
All right, fine. 86. I bet you're picking David Taylor, 86.
I bet you're right.
We're never getting through this show. We're never getting through it by 10 Caleb, o'clock.
It's 10:30. Yeah.
You might as well just quit.
All right, so listen.
It took us an hour to get through the first
three. It's fine. This happens once every 4 years. What if we go 5 minutes over? Is there going to be a nuclear reactor meltdown, Ben?
Never know.
Do you have to feed your chickens?
I actually no. F those chickens. I actually got a meeting at 10:15 though, so I suppose I could go a few minutes late.
All right. So, what do we think about the Sturaci Downey matchup before we get into the?
Oh my god! But why is
matchup
Pat Downey wrestling? They're going. I mean, he hasn't wrestled in. When was the last time you wrestled?
What's he doing? Olympic dreams.
He's wrestled more recent than James Green.
Why not? He can. So,
but when did he actually wrestle?
Trials.
Probably Olympic trials.
No. 2022 World Team Trials.
He got pinned by Isaac Trumbull.
Allegedly.
I think, right? It was Trumbull, right?
It was Trumbull, allegedly.
T-Rooms.
So that's happening. Olympic I feel
trials,
like.
Stand up.
Was that at 92 kilos or something? Or was it?
Yes. So yeah, Carter and Patrick are a perfect pair for kind of awkward trash talk that makes me uncomfortable.
We're getting plenty of that. I think Carter's my pick here, even though he's small.
And injured.
And injured.
And
yeah. Maybe a bad pick, honestly. I don't know how.
No one knows how good. Yeah.
How prepared is Patrick Downing? He's training at a high school in Baltimore.
Maybe very prepared. Maybe he not prepared at all.
In 2019,
he's so is he not fighting? Is he not fighting anymore?
Well,
he got released from Bellator like 2 years ago.
Oh.
After he lost.
Yeah.
Or maybe 1 year ago.
Indeed. Jeez. Okay, so I think Brooks makes it through everyone. Zahid
Brooks. He's gonna be fun.
The challenge tournament final, I believe. I don't see Trent or Chance or Patrick Downey.
Zahid sits out to the semis.
Yes, he does.
Yes.
So now Zahid versus Brooks was close. It's been competitive in the past.
Zahid
feels like Brooks is a little better this year.
Yes.
Cut could be a thing for him too.
For who?
Brooks. Mm.
Yes. He's a big boy.
And if that takes some gas out of his tank, that's how he's beaten Zahid.
That's a night match, though, so a lot of gas.
Yeah. Just farting everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. Mm,
you said it, not James. You
said gas. You said gas, then I said gas. You took it there.
That was funny. I liked it, JD. Great job.
He's cussing. Ben keeps cussing now.
I didn't cuss.
Said the S word last show and twice on this show.
Sam?
Three S words. Sam.
Which what S word?
It's only one S word.
Christian, I think you need to tell what word
was. He knows what everyone knows what the S word is.
I don't think any of us know what word.
Spell it for us. Spell it out. I don't remember.
I think you have to say it.
No. Sugar honey iced tea.
Oh my gosh.
See.
So far.
I do have David.
All right, David Taylor, 97. Let's go. We're getting this done.
That's it?
Well, can we talk about a little bit about Zahid versus Brooks?
Zahid
versus Brooks.
Y'all are
good match.
Y'all? Where are you pointing fingers
chickens,
for?
All this stuff.
I want you to know, every time you point one finger, you got three pointing back at yourself.
How about that? All right.
Do we think it goes similarly where Zahid comes out – gets the first takedown or two.
Yes. Brooks is able to come back. I don't think Brooks should play that game again. I think he should be.
You might not.
I know. I know.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure he doesn't want to give up points.
He should not bank. He should not bank on that. Is my point here?
For sure.
He can't be like, but oh,
I mean, Zahid even did that to Burroughs. Remember when he got 4-0 on Burroughs or something? Yeah. Like Zahid is a very proficient attacker. He's got a lot of speed and he does. You know, but he struggles as the match goes on, as he did in those two matches. Burroughs wore him out and Brooks wore him out.
Yes.
So I actually think I'm going to lean
Brooks just because we've seen him beat Zahid the past couple times they've wrestled. But could be interesting if Zeke's coming in the best shape of his life. It's going to be really interesting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Do you have David in two straight, regardless of who makes it?
Yeah,
to him?
I think so.
Yeah. I think Brooks can give him a close match. I don't think he beat him.
Yeah. Seems to be reality.
Yes.
97. Jaden is better than all these guys in the field. He has had battles with Colin Moore. He's lost a match to Nate Jackson, but feels like it should be him and Kyle. Of course, things have had a way of disrupting this matchup from happening, but I think we get it here. I think it's Kyle again.
I agree. I agree.
See? Look how fast that was. There's not a lot to say.
How does Jaden take Kyle down?
When they wrestled in the Rudas Super match, it was like all pushouts.
Yeah. I mean, he could take him down with a single leg.
I feel like he did get... Maybe
he did get one in one of the
I think he got one or two, but he did get pushed out a whole bunch.
Yeah. Okay. I think he took him down with a single, though.
125 kilograms. Right. To me,
Mason Paris, next topic.
He's in the finals, so worst he can do is second.
Okay.
Worst.
Feels like the biggest threat to him at this point is Greg. Agree or disagree? Yes.
Agree. I agree with that. You know, I feel like you're writing off Gwizdowski the other day against Greg. I think that's going to be a really, really competitive match in the semifinals.
Not writing it off at all. I just don't – I don't think – think Gwiz could definitely beat Greg, 100%.
Okay.
Especially when you think about his, like, go-behinds, re-attack. That's giving guys trouble. That's giving Greg trouble in the past.
That's where I think he can score.
Yes. For sure. No, first – That's the path, and that match is going to happen. So,
hey, I feel like they zoomed in on you guys on this camera, Christian, and that bike is that like an old school bike in the background? It's kind of hilarious, like right over your right shoulder, right over the.
Yeah, that's it's like a bike. We got a lot of cool stuff here. There's so many antiques. I should have played a song, but you know what? We got to do these trials brackets.
All right.
I just think my point with Greg, I think he's the only one that can run the gauntlet and beat Mason. But that's not to say that he's necessarily the favorite to navigate. Okay. What are your thoughts, Ben? Give them to us.
Yeah, I think Gwiz and Greg is going to be competitive in the semis. I would say kind of a coin flip match to me. And then we're going to have up top, unfortunately, it's my two favorites in the field, Don Bradley and Wyatt Henriksen, first round. And the winner of that one faces Hayden Zilmer, who's been really good. I guess
I make it through that match with harm tables.
No, tables.
No, there'll be harm. There will be harm tables.
Tables. That's his
for
job.
Sure.
Don Bradley's job is tables. okay.
Yeah.
So that's, I think it's a,
I'm not sleeping on Gwiz and Zilmer beating Greg to make it to Mason here. Greg's really good. He's improved a lot these past couple of years. He's probably my pick, but I think we're forgetting how good Gwiz has been these past 8 years and the fact that Hayden beat Gwiz for the team 2 years ago and then wasn't able to try last year, wasn't able to throw his hat in the ring because of injury.
Yeah. I feel like we haven't seen a lot of Hayden, and we were able to watch Greg all year, and that's the recency and how good he looks are influencing a lot of the predictions and thoughts about 125.
Yes. That being said, Mason is my pick because he's sitting out to the finals.
Yeah.
If Greg or Nick or Hayden comes through and looks really good, I could easily be swayed heading into Saturday.
I would change my pick. I actually feel the exact same way, but I didn't want Christian to call me a coward.
I mean, let's not forget, I know, like, Wyatt Henriksen got up 8-0 on Mason, you know, the year he won a medal last year. So Mason has not been – he's been really good but not invincible, you know, not untouchable.
Mason teched him in that match.
Yes, he did.
But don't go down 8-0, bro. Going down 8-0.
Fair.
You know.
That's what I'm just saying. It's like the Brookslinger was saying. It's a risky game.
Who's got the best gut? But that was like, let's be honest, he's not good at defending gut wrenches.
Yeah.
That was.
I don't know if there was something wrong with his rib or what, or if it's healed or if it's still there.
But who's got a great gut wrench that's going to – they have to make it to him. Like, I don't think that's really the skill set for Nick, Greg, or Hayden. So it would have to be Wyatt that makes it to himself.
Pretty sure Hayden's got a pretty good gut. I think he gutted Gwiz in their final X bouts.
Really?
I could be misremembering.
No, I'm not saying that.
Who you got in a Hayden versus Wyatt match? It's kind of fire.
I feel like fire. I think Hayden.
I'm trying not to be swayed too much by just how much we've seen the college guys.
That's
recently.
All I'm swayed by.
I feel like I'll go with Hayden too, Ben.
Yeah, it's just influencing me. But I also haven't seen him.
Yeah. Yeah, Hayden is an unknown. You never know how someone's going to come back from an injury, too.
He's a Jack Pine savage.
He is. I love Hayden Zilmer. He's a beast.
He's so nice.
Very nice guy. Minnesota nice. You know what they are?
What
nice.
Is a what is a jack pine exactly? I'm curious now. I'm gonna look it up.
It's like the northern part of Minnesota. It's like the kind of the wilderness.
This says it's a scrub pine.
Okay. Well, I think it's
that's what I'm reading. Awesome.
You call them?
No, I didn't call them a scrub. Nah, listen,
this is what Wikipedia is saying.
This is what
some jack pines are shrub sized due to poor growing conditions.
But if you look at jack pine savage, that's like a real thing. Right. Okay. We got to keep going.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
So this anyone, is not, anyone picking Mason?
What do you I'm think? Picking Mason.
So you are.
Oh. We were Mason in Paris.
We were Mason.
It was destined.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Let's go. One last thing I'll say about men's freestyle before we go down to 50 kilograms women's freestyle. I am surprised, shocked, stunned. The number of people that have told me, I've got Burrows. Wrestling people, they're like, I got Burrows. It's interesting.
It is written. He pulls at everybody's hearts.
Yeah, is
He's
everyone
been Captain
just,
America for so long.
Is that what it is? Because
it's not just that. He's a great world and Olympic champion.
Yeah, but you have to, I feel like to reach that conclusion, you have to ignore a lot. You have to ignore 2021. You have to ignore Final X. You have to ignore the weight cut. Like, you have to ignore that he has to beat Kyle.
I think a lot of people are ignoring
the bracket.
Like, I think a lot of people are willing to ignore all of those things.
They're like, nope.
Yeah, they are.
They're sticking their fingers in their ears a little bit. Maybe. Okay.
I think here's what I think. I think that everyone in the 70, anyone in the 74 kg bracket, I would be happy to see win. But Jordan Burroughs is one of the only people that, like, a lot of people would be very sad to see lose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you'd be happy for anyone who won it. You'd be most sad for Jordan Burroughs.
You don't want it to be over.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Gosh. So I think everyone just has that in their hearts.
Not ready for that.
Can he go – does he get a bump from going, hey, if I don't win here, this is it. Like, this is my last ride. I got to leave it all out there.
Yeah, maybe.
No, I don't think so.
It doesn't.
You're saying,
sense.
Does that make him more skillful? Was that the question? I think I feel like that was the statement.
I'm gonna go with why not.
Yeah. Have you ever seen like Air Bud? Sometimes things happen that defy explanation.
I know you guys love
or Space Jam.
Have you seen Space Jam?
Mm-hmm. Jordan Burrow's arm's gonna extend for his double leg. The way Michael Jordan's arm.
What if his arm extended and it's wrapped around Kyle Dick's legs, and then he leg laced him a whole bunch of extra times?
Yep. Yeah. And then Bugs Bunny's like, "That's all, folks."
That could be.
Oh my gosh.
None of this can be discounted as a possibility. All right, no more 50 kilograms. Sarah Hildebrandt is sitting out at this weight class. She has been holding it down for years and years. I think. No, she's not. Her or Helen, I think, are the two biggest favorites at any weight class here. The biggest question for me, we saw where Audrey Jimenez was last year at Final X. She was not close. But high school junior, right? Now she's a senior in high school. Surely she's ready to make the Olympic team. But seriously, how much – she's in
she's
a growth
good.
Phase of her career. She's really good. How much can she make up in that year? Can she – that's what I'm most interested in because, you know, for Sarah, this could be her last, you know, her last run. I'm pretty sure it's talked about, like, this could be it after the Olympics. 50 kilograms. It's brutal for her to make, but she makes it and wins. So if Audrey's next, it'd be good to see some progression there. It'd be exciting to see progression. Any other thoughts on you know, who could emerge there? Sage Mortimer is the two. She had a great showing at Senior Nationals.
No, I agree. I agree with what you said there. Jimenez is really, really good. And you're right to say that high school kids progress at a really, really rapid rate. So it will be interesting to see how close she got. I'm picking her to go to the finals against Hildebrand. And then Sarah still gets it done.
Yeah, and for Audrey... it's like, all right, neutral, you've got to keep this as neutral. But can you, you know, Sarah's lace and her turns just seem inevitable to at a point. Yes. And if she's better than you, it's really hard to stop. So that's what it feels like Audrey's quest is, and it's not going to be an easy run for her to get to it. It's a really deep bracket, but mm-hmm. it feels like it's Audrey and Sarah in there at 50 kilograms. But I've got Sarah winning it.
Yeah, Sarah's the pick.
Yeah. At 53, mm-hmm. you've got Dom Harris sitting out to the best 2 out of 3 because she qualified the weight. Thank you for that. We are qualified at every women's freestyle weight. That's awesome.
The only style we're qualified in all of them.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So down below, sitting out to the semis, is maybe the number one question in all of the women's field is Jakara Winchester, because we know how great she is, but she is not made 53. She qualified for the Olympic trials by winning senior nationals at 62, 9 kilograms up.
Wait, what?
So the yes, mm-hmm. that happened.
Are you sure?
Live on. I was there. I sat and watched it.
Jakara was at 62?
Yeah.
And now, wait, so why did she wrestle 62 and now she's at 53? Because normally she's 55, correct?
Because she did not, because all it's a qualifier. So it doesn't matter what weight you got. She could have gone 76. And it was easy. She didn't want to cut the weight. She was entered at 53, I think. And then she went 62. Because that's something you can do. And that's what she did. So that's the question. Can she make 53 effectively? It sounds like that's still in question. She's made it before. She was an Olympic rep at 53 in 2021. But can she do it again is the question. If she does it and is functional, it would be my pick. But I'm still not sure we're going to see her make.
Can she, if she like, how up to when can you switch weights at Olympic trials?
You switch it at weigh-ins, I think.
Interesting.
Well, I'm going back to like 2012. Jordan Oliver missed weight at, he was trying to go 60. Yeah,
bumped up. I remember that.
60. He almost beat Metcalf that year. So you can pretty close to it. I don't know when the cutoff mm-hmm. is necessarily. So yeah, we'll see. Also in that weight class, you've got top seed Valerie Baker, Katie Gomez, Haley Aguello, Phyllis Gusa are all there. But seems like it'll be a Winchester Ray Baker final, Valerie Baker final. And I think the safe pick is still Dom with the weight questions out there around Jakara, but yes. Jakara's there. I think best version Jakara is who I would pick to make the weight or make the team.
Dom has a lot of variance in her performances too, though. This is a girl who won a world title, but has also looked pretty shaky at other times.
Jakara also a world champ.
True. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think I'm going Jakara, but I don't know.
All right.
I'll count on her making the weight.
So an interesting thing. I mean, you want to understand the respect that Helen Maroulis commands. You look at 53, the weight below, and you look at 62, the weight above, and there's such a concentration of talent. And to me, a part of that is just the fact that no one wants to have to go through Helen Maroulis. And that's why she is, hands down, the biggest favorite to make the Olympic team. Because, one, the top seed Xochimota Pettis, I think, is still the favorite to win here. And she was really impressive last year at the Open. And then it wasn't a competitive 2 out of 3 between her and Helen remotely. So it seems like she's going to be on the team again without a doubt. And look, you know, we've got Jakara sitting out down below. And then up below, you have Kayla Miracle sitting out
up below,
Jennifer Page, Macy Kilty, yeah, up below.
Yeah, this bracket's kind of wild because it's got the two semifinal sit outs.
Yes, that's and really Mallory Velty is the top. This is an awesome weight class with mm-hmm. Jen Page and Macy Kilty both sitting out to semis. Kayla sitting out, Mallory Velty, multiple world team medalist. Nawachku is a young up and comer from William Penn. Ashlyn Ortega, Katarina Lang, I think it's Kilty versus Miracle again. And Kilty has in two different, two out of threes, taken a match from Kayla, but not won the two out of three, which I feel like you don't see that very often.
Jen Page did that 2 years ago.
Too. Really?
She teched Kayla, and then Kayla won two in a row.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's crazy.
It was the special wrestle-off.
Okay. It feels like Kayla just is the pick with – she has to navigate less, and she's been able to beat both in the past. Yeah. But I think I'd be surprised, as good as Mallory's been over the years, just the gauntlet is insane for her to run. But if Jennifer or Macy did wind up making the Olympic team, I would not be shocked. I don't think it's a shocker, especially since they both have wins over Kayla. But it still feels like Kayla's the pick.
Yeah, sitting out's a big advantage here. Kayla's been a staple now for so long in the senior scene. I think she is the pick. I want to jump back to 57 quick. This is Helen's last cycle, right?
You think.
You would think.
That's a good question. It feels like it. I mean, she's kind of, I think, consistently sort of been like, is this it? Is this not? Even after 2021 Olympics and then Worlds, it's like, is she going to do Worlds? Is she going to continue? And fortunately for wrestling, she's continued. But it's like, why? Why retire? You know, clearly she's, and I think, we'll see how she looks, but I think there's no reason to think she's not going to look really good, be on the team, and then she's going to probably contend for a medal yet again. So, you know, maybe she wants to move on, but I don't think she needs to. She's 32, I think.
Sounds right.
Yeah.
Yep. 33 in September. So, I don't know. 32 to 36, but maybe she's at a point ready to move on.
Yeah.
But it's not an easy lifestyle.
No, it's not. Okay. Next weight, 68.
Someone who's not ready to move on. She's just getting started.
Tamita Lore, just getting going. Feels like she is probably the third biggest favorite to make a team. Now, the question is, does her performance at Pan Am's get across?
Wait, did I miss something? No, she lost at Pan Am?
No. But she had competitive matches, which is now the bar.
Because usually she just smashes everybody. That's what I've watched at Worlds.
I think she was down and had to come back in one of her matches.
I think 68 is a more competitive weight than 72.
True. So the question is, I think Forrest is your top seed. Alex Glaude is your three – or your two, excuse me. I think it's going to be those two in that challenge final. Forrest made multiple teams. She's wrestled for a medal. Seems like it's going to be her. I think Forrest is going to have a hard time contending with the physicality – that Amita Lore brings.
I'm not sure if Force has the offense to wait off Amita's underhook and take her down. You know, I feel like Amita's just going to get to her underhook.
March her around,
get a step out, or pull her into front head and get to her go behind.
Yeah. It would be, man, what a clash of titans this could have been if Tamira had hung around and wrestled at 68, because I would love to have seen how this would go between she and Amita Lore.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Man, Tamira, she looks so jacked right now, post all her WWE pictures. And she could go, well, shoot. And that's a crazy thing. Tamira, if you remember, she went up and wrestled and defeated Adeline Gray.
Yes. I was there.
You were there,
Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. That was when David and Jordan were supposed to wrestle. Dang it. Oh, but then they did, and that was also awesome. Okay. So I've got Amit in two over Forrest at 68.
Me too.
And then this one, 76.
This is the
showstopper.
Yeah, freestyle.
Okay, so you've got Kennedy Blades your top. Wait, Adeline's sitting out, obviously. Kennedy Blades top seed. Number two, Kylie Welker. Number three, Yelena McCoy. Four, Diamond Guilford. That's a big top four there. To me, it feels like it should be Kennedy, but things happen in her matches that kind of defy explanation for me, and so it gives me a lot of caution and reservation in picking her to win this. But I feel like she just puts 6-minute matches together against all her opponents. I think she's undeniable, but yet Final X last year happened and I can't unsee that.
Yeah, I agree. It's almost it was so wild how Adeline made such a switch in was like a 2 or 3 month period where she has got taken to her and then she flipped it around.
Yeah. I mean, she was getting it taken to her in the match against Kennedy. She was she was down like 4 or 5-0 in match one, and then she was down I think even bigger in match two, if I'm remembering, and she got the crazy arm drag with 1 second in match one, and then I think she pinned her, like just barred her up and pinned her.
I think it feels like Kennedy goes in like unsure if she's gonna win, and Adeline just goes in and is like, I'm gonna win this match.
Yeah. Even if it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, like whatever.
She ignores all trends in the matches and just like stays persistent.
Yep.
If you want to talk about a gamer or a winner, someone just finds that Adeline's that's a good way to describe her. Any consideration for Kylie? I think McCoy had beat her, I'd say this year in college. And then Kylie beat her in the NCAA or CWC finals. Do you give Yelena a shot there against Kylie?
I think so. There's a lot of girls in this field who are really competitive. This, I think, to your point, is the best weight class. I'll go Welker versus Blades final. Blades wins. And, I'll say Adeline gets it done, but I don't feel super confident there.
We were kind of talking yesterday. It almost feels like you give Welker a better shot against Adeline, but you give Blades a definite edge over Welker.
Yeah. See, agreed. I guess I can't disagree with that, but I do because I've seen how much Kennedy can score on her. I've seen her take her down and look so impressive.
For that reason, I'm going Blades. I think she gets it done this year.
And recall, she teched her at the US Open.
Yes, she did.
So it's not like she hasn't beaten her and just something she has to get right. It was one of those going into Final X. You know, it's funny though. After she got teched at Final X, we were still, after the US Open, we were still like, Adeline might get it done. It felt like.
Because there were a couple breaks back where Kennedy seemed distressed almost. And Adeline just seemed so stern and like determined. Even though she got teched, it was like, well, who? It felt like Kennedy was like, I don't know if I was supposed to do that. Like after she won, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Giving Adeline a lot of respect.
Yeah. Okay. Let me see if there's any questions here. There's 4 minutes.
I wasn't sure to talk today, so I can't tell you if there's any questions.
These guys were sleeping so well that it got us a little behind in our preparation.
Out there wrestling the cows. Well, you guys even had an extra hour because we didn't start till 9:30 your time.
Yeah.
Hey, I've been up.
Yeah, he was out running these streets.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I've not been up.
What do you guys got planned? Tell us what you got planned for the rest of the day. So it's only 11 a.m. by you guys. You're going to go watch workouts or do interviews or what are you going to do?
We're not allowed to watch workouts.
Really? Is that for real?
That's for real. We're not allowed.
R.I.P.
What do you mean?
I got told.
I mean, we're not allowed.
By who?
The government.
Mm-hmm. Joe Biden.
Anyone's workout. You're not allowed to watch any workouts. You're not allowed in the workout room? You're lying.
Not in the workout room. If someone's running outside, I guess. I don't think NBC owns the rights to people jogging outside, but we may learn that they do. Mm-hmm.
Can you not go in the workout room or can you not video in the workout room?
You cannot go in it. So stop. I don't know where I'm going to do pull-up. I swear.
You need a disguise. You need a disguise. That's what you need.
Yeah.
We're just going to do a lot of videos where we're like, a lot of interesting stuff is happening in that building. You're just going to have to trust us.
Just imagine it.
Close
your eyes.
I can't tell if you guys are messing with me right now or if this is serious.
So serious. We can't go in the workout room.
For real.
Oh, you've never messed with me here. You've never messed with me before. Oh yeah, I should just trust you guys no matter what. Yeah.
We are being dead serious. Ben, I've never messed with you. Yeah. Christian might mess with you.
No one's allowed other than it's gotta be like NBC, USA, or like the clubs.
You should get a coach's pass. You should pay someone for a coach's pass. How about that?
Honestly, I'm copper certified. I don't know if that can. But
you need a bronze. You need a bronze, bro. You don't have your bronze
today.
That's embarrassing. No, it freaking takes forever.
I have to get it soon to coach Caleb next year. So got to move up in the world. But I doubt Downey has two guys for his corner.
There we go. Let's go.
You and me, the Lizard King.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm ready for it. I don't know what happened to JD.
Maybe he had to pee.
Wow, pulled a real bend there. That's embarrassing.
He didn't even say
anything. He only had one more minute to wait. I don't know why he didn't make it.
Yeah, so we are still gonna go around the workout area.
You guys can't go to the workout room? That's so weird.
I know.
Well, you don't want too many people to know. I could see that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, all I wanted to do was go there and talk to athletes that were wrapping up workouts or starting workouts. But hey, can we get a couple minutes of your time at some point today? But we can't even do that. You don't want too many people to know this is happening. You got to keep it kind of under wraps. It's an interesting strategy. Yeah. Shutting down the number one marketing engine for the entire sport who just wants to promote this event. Well, anyways, JD's back.
Don't get him started.
You want me to talk to him? You want me to call him and talk to him? Give me a
number. No. You're not going to be able to help. We're actually in a better position now than before. We
never know.
It's good.
You never know.
You never know. No, Ben could make it worse. No, it's fine. We will. We're so excited to be here, and it's going to be awesome.
I bet Kale. You know what? I bet Kale has like one of those paintings on the wall that like they don't know that you could actually see through, and you should go do that. like you secretly know that people are working out.
Text Kale now. Hey, just on the off chance, do you have any of those paintings with the eyes removed where you can just kind of like watch the without them knowing?
See what's going on.
You got any scoop? You know what though? This is a real thing. So like I know in the Ohio State room, they have all those cameras in there that they feel. Is there a control room I could sit in?
There's gotta be a control room.
It's not.
I don't know if they have cameras in the Penn State room, do they?
I don't know.
I've never seen any.
No, so Kale knows
how it would be.
Kale definitely knows.
They're behind the painting. They're in the eyes of the painting.
They're in the eyes of the painting.
The eyes of the Nittany Lion. That's where you need to look, in the eyes of the Nittany Lion.
Okay. All right. Now we have a strategy. Yeah. This has been good. I'm glad we kind of like.
Yeah, this is the range of our upon you.
Yeah. If you're in Texas,
look JD, the people want to know.
Or you could have someone get a big roller bag and we could put Tyler in the roller bag and you could just roll him in there. Yeah. And he could just pop his little head out.
He's a little guy. No, we got to go. It's
whatever, Josh. You can't kick us off. You're in Texas. You can't do nothing.
Yeah.
I don't know if the viewers can hear Josh, so you guys might just look like insane people when you talk to him.
No.
Josh is our producer.
No, they heard him.
They cannot hear him. He's just told us that they cannot hear
him. I know you guys can hear him, and that's just y'all messing with me. But yeah, Josh is trying to get us off the show, and we did go 2 minutes. I'm just picking. Right. I'm just picking.
He said we're boring. Ouch.
Thank you guys. No, he didn't. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Tomorrow, the Olympic trials get started. Watch everything on Peacock. You can figure it out. A lot of content coming your way. I like talking over the music. I don't know if the music stopped, but thank you guys so much. Like, see how it set my energy.
It is illegal for you to post these matches anywhere, but you might want to screen record some of these Olympic matches
just for your own,
just for yourself, because they will disappear into the ether.
Yeah.
After the Olympics are.
Yeah, Ben's gone. JD's still here. Tyler's still here. We're gonna go. We do have a list of chores. Mm-hmm. We have to do our chores.
Good chore.
We'll see y'all later. Thank you. Goodbye.